To the Bubbles podcast.
Hello, welcome to Bubbles. I'm Steve.
I'm James. Do you notice a difference? Any difference? Anything whatsoever?
This is getting serious up in here, James.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, we used to just do this podcast only from an iPhone.
Yeah.
And now what kind of a setup do we have going on here?
We have a Zoom Handy Audio Interface U22, right?
Yep.
And then we have a Zoom microphone on a tripod. And we have a nice audio podcast headset. You can hear our crisp, cool voices.
This is a serious microphone right here.
I'm really happy about it. Thank you to your sister, Lisa.
Yeah, your auntie.
Yeah. So much. Really, so much. This is an amazing gift. And hopefully you guys enjoy it too.
Your voice sounds different, James.
Your voice sounds different too.
It sounds like more professional, like a professional podcaster in this situation.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm trying to step up my level here in this quote unquote podcast studio we have, you know, with this serious podcast setup. And I'm just very, very happy.
So there's some exciting things going on in the podcast world. You know that, James?
Yes, and we some exciting things in our podcast world too. We've had to postpone this for next episode, right? Should I spoil it?
Well, why don't we talk about it? So on coming out of a couple of episodes ago, we reviewed a water called Fillet Water, right?
Yes, we did.
Which is out of Italy.
Uh-huh.
And it was delicious.
It's a very, very good water. Very, very good water.
So the brand ambassador for Fillet Water, who is Andrea, who lives in New York, hit us up on the Instagram.
Nice.
Asking about it. And actually, we're looking to get an interview going with Fillet Water. So she's the brand ambassador in New York, but she actually put me in contact with Ricci Stefano, who is one of the owners of Fillet Water out of Italy. And he's agreed to come on the podcast and do a interview.
Beautiful.
So now that we've got this new setup all good to go, I think we're going to get that scheduled. And look for it maybe on the next episode. We'll see how quickly we can get him on. There's quite a time change between where we are here in California and wherever he is over in Italy. So we're going to have to record it early in the morning. But maybe we'll do that for the next episode. What do you think, James?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to get in contact with him. But is there anything else you wanted to talk about in the podcast world, or was that the...
Well, there's that, and I thought, you know, one thing we have to do is come up with some questions on what we want to ask him, and maybe some fun water facts. We can play a game or something like that.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Should be very
really cool. We love to have guests on, especially people that are informed about water, and Fillet Water is one of the best. What else in the podcast world is going on? Well, so much about the Bubbles podcast.
Yeah.
It just keeps growing.
Serious step up for us here, really. There's a thing that I like a funny story.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
A kind of funny.
I like funny stories. Let's hear it.
Well, it's the proof of it sitting right in front of us.
Okay.
So if you watched or if you listened to last week's podcast, you would remember that we got a Soda Stream.
And
it came with a canister, and we were amazed that it made 60 liters of water.
That's this right? Thing here. This is a CO2, what is it, CO2 cartridge? Yes.
It would
CO2 cylinder.
It supposedly made 60 liters of, well, not supposedly, it does make 60 liters of sparkling water. And we thought that would last us at least a month.
I thought it would last a year.
I thought it would last us a month.
How long did it last us, James?
We're out.
It lasts us a week.
We're out. to put that in perspective, I don't know how to put it into perspective, really. That's just, like, kind of ridiculous.
So I had an idea. What we should probably do is have a backup one. So we should get this one refilled and buy one more. So we have a full one and one in the machine at all times, huh?
We should.
What do you think?
We should.
Because I think that everyone in the house is really enjoying the Soda Stream, making some sparkle bubbles in that thing.
Very much. And we found the magical world of the flavorings. So, you know, we like water more than soda, right? But having a Soda Stream and only carbonating tap water most of the time, or not tap water, water from our filtered water from our fridge, can get a little boring. And we found these flavorings that are so awesome. There's cola flavorings, black cherry flavorings, ginger ale flavorings, tonic flavorings.
That was pretty gross, that tonic. What was it called? Indian tonic?
It was called Indian tonic, and it had like different spices in it, like some star anise and stuff. I did not enjoy it much, but I guess I could get the appeal to some people because it's a very bitter, like a very bittersweet drink.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So we have a ginger ale one that we really enjoy, a black cherry one, four bottles of a cola one that we really enjoy, a diet cola one. And I was thinking about maybe getting some lemon lime flavoring. But really, even just having it on its own, the carbonated tap water the carbonated fridge water is very good. We're very happy with all the gifts we got this Christmas.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Yes, we are.
So what's on tap for the podcast today? We've got a few waters on tap here.
Yes, we do.
Where do we start, James?
Well, we've got two waters. One that we've reviewed before in the pod. One that's a new one. And then we've also got a soda.
Is this water from Romania?
This is a Romanian water. It came in our box.
In our box from, where did we get it? Fine Liquids? No.
No, the other company.
Yeah.
I don't know. You ordered it.
Yeah, I'll find it on the Instagram here.
But it is from Romania. It's called Aqua Carpatica. It's pretty intriguing. It's a very unique packaging.
Salacious Drinks. We got this water from
Salacious Drinks.
Yes.
It's a very pretty intriguing packaging. So I'm excited to tap into this. And pour it into our custom Bubbles Podcast cups that we got from this Christmas. And pour it in a kind of ASMR-like fashion in our new microphone.
Cool. So what's this say on the side of the bottle here? It looks like something's printed on it. It's a weird-shaped bottle.
It is. It's odd, to say the least.
What does that say there? Is that an expiration date? I think it is.
Yes.
Expires 2/24/2022.
Hmm.
And it's got a lot code here on it. And this is Aqua Carpaccia. Yeah? Is that how you say that?
Yeah, Carpaccia or Carpaccia or Carpatica. I'm not quite sure. I hope I didn't butcher it.
Natural sparkling, nature's most perfect water, AC, mineral water, naturally nitrate free. From the Carpathian Mountains.
Do you want to try it?
I sure do want to try it. Nitrate and sodium free, naturally rich in electrolytes, naturally rich in bicarbonates, all natural. Bottled at the source, Plantina Spring, Vata Domai, Romania. Crack it open, James.
I was going to say, before we indulge in this water, do you want to check on the thing that you pulled up before this podcast?
I do, yeah. So here, I've got the website up now for Aqua Carpaccia. Do you want to read that part?
Natural sparkling mineral water. I am sorry. I don't know. I'm a little tongue-tied today. Ooh, yes, this is a naturally sparkling mineral water. I know I literally just said that, and I pronounced my R like a W. Ignore that.
Mineral water.
So this is like Topo Chico, yeah? Topo adds carbonation to their water, but it also starts as a naturally sparkling water.
True.
But let's see. Our sparkling mineral water is naturally carbonated by ancient subterranean volcanoes, not machines, just like Sokosani.
Mm-hmm.
Over 650 feet under the earth, a blanket of metamorphic rock protects the water as it mixes with underground CO2. Giving Aqua Carpaccia its unique nature-made bubbliness. Aqua Carpaccia flows from protected Plantina Spring in the heart of the Carpathian Mountains of Romania, where it's bottled responsibly at the source. I think you're doing the reading today. I am very, very tongue-tied.
Well, I want to read this analysis. So what's in this water? We've got calcium 260 milligrams per liter. Magnesium, 77. Sodium-free, nitrate-free, bicarbonates. Ooh, that's a big number. 111 or 1,100. And then total dissolved solids, 1,000.
Wow. Okay, the reason I'm tongue-tied is because I am parched. My mouth is dry. So, like, quoting you, crack it open.
Crack it open.
All right.
Carbonated with CO2 from old volcanoes. That's so cool.
Oh, that's nice. That is so nice. You can't hear it because I'm wearing the podcast headsets right now, but man, you're gonna like that.
You know, I didn't want to step on the sound you were making there.
I am sorry. Here, take the headsets. Just take the headsets for a second here. Ready?
Yeah. Cheers,
that's
James.
That's another level, huh?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Let's see. Well, it's very carbonated.
That's delicious.
It's so good. I was expecting it to be less carbonated since it's naturally carbonated from volcanoes. But it's bubbly.
That's great. Okay, wait. Hey.
Can you pour me some more, please?
Yes, that's a very hard-hitting water. But unlike most hard-hitting waters where the carbonation comes in, like, kind of widely dispersed, big carbonate, like, CO2 bubbles.
Yeah.
It's tightly packed. So the whole way down, it gives you a kind of sting, but it's a really nice one. And here, let me get another sip because I need the flavor.
This is such a full-flavored water, James. I don't know how else to describe it except for it's hard-hitting, like you said, and full-flavored. It's not salty.
It's not.
It's a little bit bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a little bit of that like alkaline type of taste from it, from some of the minerals.
Yes, that's amazing. It's magnesium free, so you don't get any acidity, which makes it even more refreshing. This is a very, very nice water. Are you ready to do our bottle cap ratings?
Well, I think we should do bottle cap ratings on it.
Do you want to play the sting?
Let's play the sting.
Let's play the sting. Bottle cap ratings. Woo! All right, bottle cap ratings,
bottle cap
guys.
Bottle cap ratings
bottle
on
cap ratings.
The Aqua Carpaccia.
Mm-hmm. By the way, before we get into bottle cap ratings, oh, you see how much better my voice is now?
Oh, yeah.
I was parched before. Ooh. Woo! That is amazing. But, so, man, I'm blanking here today. Did you know? Okay, I got it now. did you notice a difference in the sting? Was it clearer? Because we worked that out.
Good,
right?
Yeah. Technology.
We got it done.
We tackled our technology. Now we're podcasting like champions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so this water doesn't quite take you on a journey like other waters. This is more of a refreshment, in my opinion. And it's a very enjoyable water, though. What I find with it is it's not necessarily hitting you with different, like, sudden notes. It's taking a more safe route. And, so it's more of a refreshing water than a water to really taste. It's well-rounded, but it's well-rounded, right? But not in... Okay. I like the water, right?
Yep. What's your bottle cap rating? 1 out of 10. Come on, bring it.
I'm giving it a 9.
You're giving it 9? Wow, that's a high rating,
it's
James.
Because it's not fair to compare to a water that you taste as a journey. This is more of a refreshment water, right? But it's well-rounded in a good way and also in a way where it doesn't necessarily have a uniqueness.
Okay, well, for me, I love the story of this water. I love the providence of this water, that it's from the mountains in the Carpathian Mountains in Romania, bottled at the source. It's natural. It's bubbles because of volcanoes. Come on, how cool is that? This water gets 8 out of 10 bottle caps from me. I love this water. Good job, Acqua Carpaccia.
I think I'm going to do an 8.2, actually. I'm tasting it again. I don't know. It's personal preference, really. If you want to have a water that's more for refreshment, or you want to have a water that's more for more to like taste and, you know, kind of enjoy as almost like a food.
Okay.
And I prefer the latter, but it's a very good water. It is a good water.
I'll tell you something else about this water. When researching this water, I looked up the website and we talked about like the makeup of the water. But the other thing is they have this super cool app, James. It's called Aqua Scanner.
Ooh.
And you go to the Aqua Scanner and it says, what's in your bottled water? Scan the brand name from the label to find out its contents and how healthy it really is. So why don't we try it?
All right.
All right. I'm going to click the button. It brings up the camera. Let's see if it'll scan this one, maybe.
Oh, well, let's do the Acqua Carpaccia now.
Oh, yeah. Scan itself, right?
Yeah.
Didn't find that guy. Let's see if we can scan itself, the Acqua Carpaccia.
Sorry about that. We bumped into the mic a little bit there.
I'm not sure if maybe we need to scan the barcode.
Oh, maybe that's it. Let's see.
Let's see here. Let's try it, James.
Nope.
Not so much.
I don't know. Maybe we'll come back to it one day, right? Because we don't want to waste too much time on the podcast with a faulty app here.
Place the label in the marked area. Okay.
Is it working?
It is not.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, one other thing it does is it has, and we'll have to figure out how to make that work, but it also has a list. So why don't we pull up our other water here, which is Evian.
Yes. Okay. Well, I don't want to talk about Evian quite yet, though.
There it is. And all right. You can do see results. And it's going to compare. Oh, look at that, James.
Oh, wow.
It compares Evian to Acqua Carpaccia. So the nitrates, Evian has a lot more. Sodium, Evian has a lot more. 13 times more. Calcium, Evian has more. Magnesium, Evian has more. Bicarbonates, Evian has more. Wow. Total dissolved solids, Evian has more. And pH. The Acqua Carpaccia is a little higher at 8.2 versus 7.5.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. I'm going to have to get that app because I really like that water list and comparing thing.
Yeah, right. Why don't we look up Sokasani?
Well, I don't know if we want to. Okay, we can do one more. Oh, it doesn't show up. All right. You want to get to our next water?
Okay, let's get to our next water.
Okay, so if you're a weekly listener and you've been listening for a while now, you'll remember our rating on Evian. You love Evian water, yes?
I'm a big fan of Evian water. I mean, it's very accessible, but it's French water. It tastes good. You can find it everywhere. It's, you know, relatively inexpensive. If I have a choice between like a Nestle water and an Evian water, every single time I'm going to go for the Evian.
Well,
every damn time.
Well, of course. But I also enjoy Evian water, but not as much as you, I don't think, but I really do enjoy it. I don't remember if you gave it a 4.5 out of 5. This was when we were doing 5 or out of 5 instead of out of 10.
Well, we have to go back and check the audio, but I don't know if I gave it 4.5 out of 5.
Or 5.
That's pretty high marks for a still water.
But if you'll remember, I think I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 because I really do enjoy this water. The only thing I marked it down for is the packaging.
Because plastic?
Because it was plastic and it came in a super basic bottle.
Yeah.
Guess what we have today?
What do we got here, James?
We have a beautiful glass Evian.
Nice, yeah.
So without even tasting this, I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. Or out of 10.
5 out of 10, huh?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 without tasting it, huh?
Because I remember when I tasted it, everything was good about it. The only thing I didn't like was the packaging.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm interested to do is taste the contrast between the one we just had, the one from Romania, the Aqua Carpaccia, versus this Evian. So why don't you crack that thing open?
Yeah, and before I do that, though, I want to describe to them the packaging, because it's beautiful packaging.
Go for it. It's a very nice bottle.
It is a very tall, like extremely tall bottle.
Yeah.
That
750 milliliters in there?
Yeah, it starts at the bottom. It starts as at the thickness, more thick than a normal bottle.
Like a wine bottle.
Yeah, and it gets drastically skinnier throughout the bottle and makes this like beautiful, like almost triangular shape. Right, and then on the front of it, it has the Evian label. It has a kind of abstract art of the Evian
Alps,
right? And then on the below the label, it has in glass. It has the classic Evian font sideways,
indented.
Yeah, indented into the bottle. So you wanna get into this?
Absolutely, I do. I'm thirsty. Come on, Evian, come up with some sparkling.
I'll pour you a glass first. I think they like to stay all natural.
If we had more SodaStream CO2, I would carbonate my Evian.
Yeah, I think they like to stay natural, though. That's why they don't make a sparkling version.
Ching, ching.
Cheers. Oh, that's better. That's better. It's just better.
It's so silky smooth.
It has a lot of silica in it.
It's just got this, like, satisfying mouthfeel, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. Thing is, it has, if you look back at the label, it has 27.5, it said 27.3 times more sodium.
Yeah.
I'm tasting none.
Yeah, you don't really taste the sodium. I think the sodium, it's the smoothness, like the softness of the water comes with that sodium, but it's not a salty water like a Borajami.
Yeah. It's very, very good, though. You know, when we first had the Evian water, right, we hadn't tasted many good waters, and I had marked it a 4.5 out of 5, only because of the packaging. And now tasting it again, I think I'm gonna give it a 0.5 off again. Just because we've had better. It's an extremely good water, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes in the glass.
Yeah.
But we have had better.
What's your bottle cap rating?
9.5 out of 10. Yes.
On the Evian in the 750 milliliter glass bottle,
yes,
with a nice presentation.
Uh-huh.
My turn?
Yes.
7 out of 10 bottle caps.
Why?
It's good water. It's not bad. It's number one, it's not sparkling. I would like to see a sparkling come out from Evian in this format, in a large 750 milliliter bottle for table service like that. I think it would go really well. It's good water. It tastes good. It's not ultra premium. I think we've been really upping our game in waters these past couple of weeks with some of the more rare waters from around the world, and this one's just kind of been around forever. So I do like it, and I would drink it every day. 7 out of 10 bottle caps.
I've noticed that I talk about the negatives in waters more than you do, yet you give way harsher ratings every time.
I'm a harsh rater.
Huh. All right, should I pour myself some more and we'll talk about something, or do you want to just finish your glass and then we'll get into the last one on our list?
That's up to you, buddy. What do you want to do? You want to have some more?
Yeah, let's finish off this bottle. Let's see. Oh, I've got to pour it close to the mic.
Don't pour it over the podcast device there.
Oh, as you said that, I accidentally spilt a drop on there. That should be okay. This thing looks pretty heavy duty. I'll clean it off here.
So I've been noticing we've been getting a lot more people joining into our Instagram, James.
Really?
We're getting quite a few followers and people giving us updates and talking to us about different waters. Hilden Water, which is one of the waters we reviewed last last podcast, they just started following us on there.
Yeah.
And there's our friend Millen, who's always out and about talking about water. We'll have him on again for another interview segment, and another segment with him coming up here pretty quick. We'll have to coordinate that.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. But speaking of social media and our Bubbles podcast social media, we made a TikTok account.
Oh, yeah.
We made a TikTok account. It's at the Bubbles podcast. It's really not that hard. It's the same as our Instagram, basically the same as our Gmail. It's just at the Bubbles podcast.
Let me see if I can get to our TikTok here, and I can show our first TikTok.
Following at the Bubbles podcast. We have two followers right now.
That's our TikTok account.
So, yeah, what you heard there, it sounds like a random rap song, but it's called Topo Chico. So that's what I made the audio of our first ever video. But if you want to follow that account, you can follow that account. It would be very much appreciated because we have two followers.
That's so cool, James. I didn't know that song was called Topo Chico.
Yeah, you can look at the audio below and it's called Topo Chico.
Cool.
That's right.
Cool. It's a famous rapper?
No, he's a SoundCloud rapper, I'm pretty sure. I've never heard him before that.
Okay, well, we can promote him.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just about finishing up my glass of Evian here. I think we could start talking about our next liquid we have on.
Well, I'm so excited about this liquid, and I was blown away because this one showed up for me under the tree.
Yes.
At Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I was so surprised because it brings me nostalgia from when I was a kid, because in the 90s in Canada, this was very, very popular, very famous. So what I'm looking at here is something called Clearly Canadian Mountain Blackberry, sparkling water beverage, all natural ingredients, product of Canada. And this is exactly how it used to look back in the day. So I don't know how you found this, you and the producer, you found it and you got it, but I'm excited to try this.
You
want to
talk about the wrapping for a second?
Okay.
So we had put it under the tree, right? And we had wrapped it, it looked like a normal present, right? But when he opened it, we made it, so we have six bottles of this, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to be reviewing Clearly Canadian for the next few podcasts here, I think.
Yeah, different flavors, right?
Yeah, we have three different flavors. But so over the next three podcasts, right? Next two after this, well, the one you're listening to. So we had six bottles, right? And we had enclosed them in a case of Topo Chico, like a box of Topo Chico. So when he unwrapped it, originally he thought, oh, it's Topo Chico.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was a case of Topo Chico.
And then he opened it, and there was Clearly Canadian. And, yeah, so I
got excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm still excited about it. Crack it open. Let's try it.
All right.
While you're doing that, I'll look up their website and see what we can find out about the brand. I wonder if it's been around for the whole time or if they redid it or what.
Oh, no. I heard about it. They redid it. It had gone away for like 10 years.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Oh, here they have a Wikipedia. Clearly Canadian is a brand of flavored and unflavored sparkling spring water that is produced by the Clearly Food and Beverage Company of Canada. Founded in 1987 in British Columbia.
Sniff that. I'm sorry. Sniff that bottle.
It smells like blackberries.
Amazing. So you've loved natural spring water for before you even knew it, huh?
I guess so, yeah. Clearly Canadian has released a number of packaging formats, principally glass and PET bottles, always highlighted their distinctive flavors with vibrant colors and graphics. There you can see an old bottle in popular culture. Throughout the 1990s, Clearly Canadian was featured in numerous mainstream television shows and films, including Sex and the City, Seinfeld, Friends, Dawson Creek, Weekend at Bernie's, Jerry Maguire, One Foot in the Grave, and The Vanishing. So that's like a 90s pop references there, huh?
Yeah.
They had it in. Let's try it. All cheers.
Right. All right. Cheers. Oh, that is so good.
Mmm.
It, Is it the same as you remember?
It is. So I love it because it's not very sweet.
It's very good.
You can really taste the natural flavors. Bottled under the authority of Clearly Canadian Beverage. Wow. Ingredients, carbonated water, spring water, pure cane sugar, natural vegan flavoring, citric acid, spring water sources, Whistler, British Columbia. That's very near where
that
I grew up.
That is so good. It's crazy how it's clear, too. You would expect it to have color, but it's very unique, and honestly, I think it's my favorite soda.
It's thing really
is,
good.
Thing is, it's hard to find, and it's kind of expensive.
Yeah,
so.
Where'd you guys find this one?
We found it at the World Market. We're probably going to have to get some more at one point, but it's about $2 per, maybe more, per 325 milliliter bottle.
And that's a good store to go to find some unique stuff from around the world, isn't it?
Very good. So
World Market.
That's where we got the, I don't know if we talked about the hot sauces that we got you on the podcast.
I don't think we have.
There's some.
One of them is really good. One of them's a little scary.
Yeah. So, we got two hot sauces. One is called, both have been featured on Hot Ones.
What's Hot Ones,
numerous
James?
Time. It's a hot chicken wing eating show. Where they get lots of celebrities to compete or to go on the show and be asked questions while eating spicier and spicier chicken wings.
They do the interview while they're eating hot wings.
Yeah. So one of them was Chiba Gold that we got, right? Which is the good one.
It's so good.
It's very, very good. It's like a sweet and spicy, kind of tangy, almost barbecue-y habanero sauce.
Just make sure you have plenty of cold sparkling water around when you try it.
Yeah. It's not super spicy, but it's very, very good. We like to put it on a lot of stuff. And the other one is called miso spice?
Yeah, it's got ghost pepper in it.
It's got ghost pepper and a hotter pepper than ghost pepper, the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, Carolina Reaper. Oh my.
It is extremely hot, and just having a tiny bit it makes you tear up, and I was running my mouth under cold water for like a minute.
Dude, that sauce is weapons grade. It will take you down.
Very, very hot. It is very,
it will make
very,
you
very
cry.
It did make me cry.
I'm gonna have some tonight.
Oh no. Okay.
We're going to cook tonight. We're going to make some chicken and we're going to make some steak.
Ooh.
Yeah, on the Traeger grill, okay?
Okay. So is there anything else that you have to say before we kind of wrap up and plug our social media and stuff?
Well, I have to say, James, you know, I've really been enjoying doing this podcast with you. I look forward to it.
Me too.
And I'm happy that we've got this upgraded tech here. I hope that everyone that's listening enjoys the show also. And we're going to keep doing it because we enjoy it and we're getting good feedback on it. So we're going to keep going. So if you would like to get in touch with the show, you can always email us at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can DM us on Instagram @thebubblespodcast. If you're listening on Anchor, you can scroll up to the top of our page. Click that little, it might be, if you're on a computer, it's going to be green. I think it's translucent if you're on a phone, where you can add a voice message. You can send us a voice message, and we'll feature you on the podcast if you do that. You can get in touch with us on any of our social medias, really.
Don't forget about our TikTok.
Yeah, including at the Bold Podcast on TikTok. You can follow us. We'll follow you back and DM you on there.
Yes, and we love 5-star reviews.
We do. We very much do. We also love if you get in touch with us on any of those social medias and do a little even if you want to do just a mini interview with one of our fans or something, that would be totally awesome.
Yep. So stay tuned for some upcoming interview segments that we have planned and reviews of other premium waters. We've got quite a bunch ready to go, lined up for the next episodes.
We really do. And I guess without further ado, I'm James.
I'm Steve.
And this has been
Bubbles!
High Quality Edition.